Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Why does the so-called Champions Classic have the same four teams for six straight years? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. No question that tonight's made-for-ESPN doubleheader in Chicago is a great official start to the college basketball season. No matter how it comes out at the end, few could argue that Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, and Michigan State are not currently among the four best teams in college basketball, if not the four best. But this is the third straight season of the same doubleheader, with the team switching opponents every year, like a golf foursome plays California and changes partners every six holes. And incredibly, ESPN has just signed up the same four teams for three more years of the same doubleheader. Smells like a Krzyzewski to me. Because ESPN controls everything in life but the NCAA basketball tournament, the worldwide leader is in the business of dominating the regular college season with November tournaments and matchups that they create, organize, and televise. And they recruit teams with the allure of cable TV and plenty of guaranteed money. I may be wrong, but I was under the impression that this particular 14 doubleheader was going to alternate participants every year. And then it became a three-year deal. Now it's a six-year deal, the highest profile possible as recruits are getting ready to pick their schools in the fall signing period. Krzyzewski and Duke were surely the first to be contacted, and Coach K said, "I'll do it, but of course Carolina or any other ACC school that we play twice during the regular season cannot be included." Don't you think Kentucky's John Calipari said the same thing about Louisville and Rick Pitino, and Tom Izzo in Michigan State said the same, as did Bill Self in Kansas? This is one of those free enterprise deals where the rich get richer and makes all the other college coaches looking in from the outside cringe. You mean Carolina, UCLA, and Indiana don't belong in that group with Louisville too? What about Arizona and Georgetown? Or pick any two other schools that have won a national championship once in the last 15 years, like Duke. I remember when Coach K claimed Dean Smith and UNC took advantage of a double standard. Now they're saying the same thing about Duke, except with the whole world watching on ESPN. This is Archansky. See ya.